This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Protesters once again took to the streets of Belarus on Sunday. It was the latest in nearly a month of demonstrations following disrupted elections that left longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in power. Human rights groups have said at least 70 protesters were detained on Sunday. Lukashenko, in power since 1994, claimed victory in elections on August 9th. Opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was heavily rigged. More than 7,000 protesters have been arrested, and widespread evidence of abuse and torture has been reported. At least four people were reported to have died during the demonstrations. Belarus' main opposition leader, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, has been in Lithuania since the election for what she says is her own safety. In an interview with VOA, Tsikhanouskaya said she's working to organize new elections, despite Lukashenko's refusal to do so. Our plan is absolutely clear, she said. It's organization of new elections, fair and transparent. Japan has ordered 1.8 million people to evacuate as a powerful typhoon bashes the southern part of the country on Sunday. Typhoon Haishen brought strong winds and rain to remote southern islands of Japan Sunday and appeared to be weakening slightly as it approached the island of Kyushu. But authorities still warned the storm could bring record levels of rainfall and result in landslides. Tens of thousands of homes have already lost power. The typhoon could move onward to the Korean Peninsula, Japan's meteorological agency said on Sunday. That news comes as North Korea still grapples with the effects of Typhoon Maisak last week. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.